Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, you gotta love a good Florida Man story, don't you? Especially when you have an unwelcome guest. Because I've always found Florida people to be incredibly hospitable every time we go to visit. I was actually supposed to be down there this week for spring training in Clearwater to see my beloved Phils. But in this case now, this guy is in his house, looks around, sees an alligator staring back at him, left his patio door open to get some breeze, and a 7-foot-long alligator smashed a hole in the screen, headed right for the kitchen. Well, can you blame him? That's where I would go if I were an alligator. Anyway, he called 911. Florida Fish and Wildlife Trapper came, removed the gator, and then he had to clean up all the gator slime from his house, which I'm guessing is kind of like the slime that Slimer left in Ghostbusters. I don't really know. This is also a thing in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because my parents live down there. And you gotta watch the gators coming in through the screen door. As, I mean, they smell delicious food, and they want food, and they're gators. Why not? Why, and who's going to stop them? I mean, if I'm a gator, that's exactly what I'm doing. But nevertheless, it's also, you know, if you watch Dexter, if you watch the prequel to Dexter, which is Dexter Original Sin, because I really did love that show. Dexter Original Sin, he buries bodies in the Everglades, and the gators eat them until they don't. Spoiler alert. I'm not going to give it to you, but... And this Florida man was charged for an interactive teller machine fraud in Jackson County, Michigan. What? A Florida man faces charges in Michigan for allegedly committing fraud using an interactive teller machine. It's the first reported fraud case came in on March 7th. An interactive teller machine is an ATM with a video chat. It allows customers to conduct bank transactions without going inside. Well, police found that more fraud had been conducted on March 8th with a large amount of cash being taken from the machine. A 32-year-old guy, they arrested him before he could flee, and apparently he was using a phone and was using this through the interactive chat, and then he threatened the person and said, you better give me the money, and then they got the guy because it was all on, wait for it, video.
All Family Pharmacy is a great entity. I've used them several times, and I love the fact that I can get what I need to get when I know I need when I need it, and I can get it quickly, 2 to 4 days or overnight in a pinch if I need it overnighted. Your health is always in reach with All Family Pharmacy. Well, the cool thing about it too is, you know, I give the example of, it was over the holidays. It was like over Thanksgiving. I was hosting, I was getting strep throat. I've had it a million times. I know exactly what it is. Urgent care, the one that was around me was already closed. It was after 10 o'clock. I mean, it was just rough. And I ordered medicine from All Family Pharmacy, had it overnighted, and was able to start my medicine literally the next day. It was like almost 10. Actually, it was like after 9. I think the urgent care closed at 9. That's what's so great. I had azithromycin. They have over 200 medications. They have antibiotics. They have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of this stuff, too, that Big Pharma was telling you that you don't need. They got it. But it's all made in the USA. So you don't have to worry about outsourced inputs from China or India or anywhere else. It's all USA medicine. Simple, fast, affordable, no insurance, no problem. Straightforward, affordable pricing. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code DANA10. Don't wait. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10 to save 10%.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But not as bad as Snow White, apparently, the new movie that's coming out. How Snow White became a Disney nightmare, an absolute Disney nightmare. So I was thinking about this because this is kind of a remnant of the pre-Trump woke era, but it's delayed because it hasn't been released yet. And if you think about how much has changed since Trump's election in terms of, well, as I've said, and I'm not the only one who said it, but Trump's victory was the end of woke. But they made this stupid Snow White movie before Trump and probably never counted on him winning. It's supposed to come out March 21st, which is next week. But it's already shaping up to be a gigantic disaster for the studio. And they've also canceled a bunch of interviews. There's controversy because Gal Gadot is pro-Israel. And of course, they hate that. You know, the left in Hollywood hates that, obviously. So they hate that. But Rachel Zegler, who's the actress, and then there's a whole thing with the people formerly known as the dwarfs, because they're not dwarfs now. They're like the village people or something like that. But not the cool village people that sang YMCA. So it's a whole mess. And I'm thinking of this from the perspective of our culture, because Trump's victory being the end of woke, as a dad who has two girls, and I was excited to maybe take them to see Snow White. There's no way I'm taking them to see this, but they originally were going to have, I guess the dwarfs were going to be tall at first because they thought it was offensive to the dwarf community. And then they just replaced them with animatronic looking weird creatures that look like garden gnomes. They really do. They look like garden gnomes. And that's not good either. There's also not a lot of jobs for members of the dwarf community in Hollywood. So when, you know, there's an opportunity to play a dwarf, if you are somebody who's a dwarf, you're like, yeah, sign me up. I want to play this. And there was a controversy when Peter Dinklage came out and he was upset that they had dwarves in the movie. And so they replaced him basically with weird looking CGI. But the actress herself is really the cause of all of this, because Snow White is a beloved classic. And they were changing it to go along with the wokeism in America when they were filming this years ago. And you think about how much America has changed since then, even from then to now. Really, it's remarkable. I mean, from comedy to movies to commercials, et cetera, so much has changed since Trump's election in terms of the, I mean, I think it was always there. I really do. I think there were a lot of people in America who said, we don't want woke. We just really don't. We don't want it. And they were just kind of quiet about it. And they were exercising with their dollars and showing everybody with their dollars how they felt about things. But corporations weren't paying attention. Corporations were doing things like putting, you know, a man, Dylan Mulvaney, as their female spokesperson for on social media as an influencer. So the whole thing has become a giant mess. And of course, the whole issue about the prince and whether or not the prince is rapey, the rapey prince, which went to the whole idea of male toxic masculinity. And I know it sounds silly in some ways. You're like, all right, it's a movie. Who cares? No, it matters in a big way because the studio has spent a fortune on this movie, and now it stands to all be an epic disaster for them. But I look at this as a gigantic rejection once and for all of wokeism in America. I think Snow White, which now is a total Disney nightmare, and they're expecting it just to lose a ton of cash on this thing, it is so emblematic of where our culture is right now. And actress, Rachel Zegler, won't sing Someday My Prince Will Come in Disney's new live-action remake of Snow White. The princess doesn't need a man and will instead warble the girl boss anthem Waiting on a Wish. But it might be a long wait. Variety reported that this week, there will be none of the typical red carpet interviews for the film's premiere at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood on Saturday, perhaps to avoid tough questions about the backlash that's followed ever since Rachel Zegler, a Latina actress, rose to fame in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story and then trashed the 1937 classic. Trashed it up and down. So people were like, listen, we love Snow White. It's a timeless tale. It was a great movie. It was a timeless movie. Parents watch it with their kids. They love the Snow White ride. Disney kind of being the mothership of wokeism all these years, if you think about it, really being the mothership of wokeism. And the Disney changed a bunch of their rides because they thought the rides were offensive. And then people turned around and said, hey, not for nothing, Disney, but you charge like $1 billion to come to your theme parks. So you act all wokey, but yet it's the most expensive place on earth. I don't know if it's the happiest place on earth. It's the most expensive place on earth. I've taken my kids there, and all I can tell you is nobody looks happy when they're waiting in line for 2.5 hours to go on a ride that's 3 minutes. And then they you bring out, you know, you take your daughters to the Bibbidi Bop Princess Shop, and then there's a guy with a beard dressed in a dress to help your little girls become princesses. That was a real thing. That was a real thing at Disney World. And Disney doubling down on woke over all these years, and then they wound up destroying the Marvel franchise too. They had Marvel, which was a cash cow, and then they went woke with Marvel, and then Marvel was a disaster. And then it goes on to say that they're also upset with Gal Gadot because Gal Gadot has been an outspoken advocate for Israel, and they don't like the fact, because she's from Israel, they don't like that either, so they want to try to hide her as well. Shh. Another ruckus was raised when the trailer showed the actors had been replaced by CGI characters. Well, the Hollywood Reporter reported Wednesday that the director claimed he was always planning on using CGI and not the weird bunch of hippie village people that they had walking through the woods. And the CGI looks awful. I'm telling you, if you go to a cheap garden store in your neighborhood and you go, hey, can I buy a garden gnome? It's going to look like the dwarves from Saturday Night Live, although they're not called dwarves because that's offensive too, apparently. I don't know why, but I guess it is. So I'm going to play, this is a clip for you. This is the actress Rachel Zegler. Perfect example of pre-Trump's America and then post-Trump's America. This movie being a disaster because it's a rejection of woke. I think it's going to wind up being a huge loss for the studio. And I'll contrast that with the new Superman movie that's coming out. James Gunn, who's a director who had faced his own woke backlash at one point, was asked all these questions about, you know, how can Superman be around in America now? And he's like, look, he's an American hero. He stands for truth, justice, and the American way. And they're like, I know, but America is so toxic. And they're like, no, Superman's our guy. All right, Superman's our guy. So woke is not something they're worried about with the new Superman movie. They might be a little worried about some of the CGI in the trailer, but they're not worried about woke. Here's Rachel Zegler, the actress who's playing Snow White. Take a listen.
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. there's a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
So we didn't do that this time.
Weird, super weird. And they went on to go on about all the outdated norms and everything else. So it's going to be a huge disaster for them. And while the song Someday My Prince Will Come has long stood as a Disney classic, the actress announced last summer at D23, the annual Disney Expo, that her Snow White is not going to be saved by the prince. She's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. That attitude has upset David Hale Hand, whose late father, Disney animator David Hand, was a supervising director for Bambi and the original Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He said he won't be buying a ticket for the new film. He said, quote, the original was the way it should be. From what I've read, the new film bears no reflection to the original story. It's so far off base that it's ridiculous. In fact, he believes it's enough to make his father and Walt Disney roll in their graves. They've taken it and moved it into the politics of what is woke. They've taken a beautiful and beautifully drawn story and destroying what was Snow White. Why can't they just leave it alone instead of coming up with a different story? Make it a totally different character if you're going to do that. Yeah, make it a totally different character instead of doing Snow White. And of course, Snow White, who had white skin, you can't have white skin anymore. That was really a thing. That was a thing. Well, we can't have her be white. White skin is racist, apparently. So they got a Latina actress, and that wouldn't be a big deal if it wasn't for the fact that they made a point of saying, "Well, Snow White is white, and we can't have that with her white skin." Why not? There's a lot of white people out there. Why can't you have a character who's white? I don't understand that. I mean, I'm not talking about replacing black characters with white actors. Why are we taking a the white skin and making it. But can you imagine if Hollywood did that and said, well, you know, the actor's a little too black, so we're gonna tone it down, not have such black skin in the actor. Like, that's racist. That's insane. It's okay when you do it with Snow White, though, with a white actress. I don't get that. And then they went on to say, this guy's wife took a lot of issue and said, David's father took so much pride in the film, and he would say, what have you done? It's a question many people were asking after early filming shots emerged last year showing Zegler's stand-in leading a line of dwarfs of varying sizes, races, and genders. The lead actor, Jason Acuna, known as Wee Man in the Jackass franchise, slammed the studio and said, you're replacing jobs that people could have us as little people. It's for dwarfs. Why are you hiring Snow White and the seven average people? Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. There's not how many movie roles are out there for people of that height? You know, like, this is their thing. So instead of, you could have had a job for seven people in the dwarf community, now you have no jobs for them and just bad CGI. But I think Disney, you could look at Snow White, this movie, as the Democrat Party on the big screen. Really, just an out of touch mess, looking to they've no, with no message, so purposely offending people for the sake of being offensive, to losing their audience, losing their brand. They've done this with so many products and movies and shows over the years. But America has said enough. America has said enough. Which is why when the Democrats are meeting right now at their little party summit, there's an internal battle brewing over wokeism. And what do they do about woke? They've gone so far down the road of woke that they don't know how to bring it back, because it's become their core constituency in the Democrat Party. It really has. And they don't know what to do because they can't win. They cannot win. And then Trump, who's the most anti-woke guy on the planet, maybe in the history of the planet, gets elected president, wins the popular vote and the Electoral College. And this piece of garbage is supposed to hit theaters next week, but it was made pre-Trump. It was made in the height of woke. And now the studio is going to lose an epic fortune on it, which I say good.
Of course, our partners who make it possible, our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR-57, it's a 5.7. And this is a really ingenious gun. I always say that George Kellgren is kind of like a mad scientist. So the PR-57 is the smallest, it's the thinnest, lightest 5.7 that you can get. It's actually 40% lighter than the next super light 5.7 that's on the market. And the cool thing with Kel-Tec, with this firearm particularly, and this is the one that came out of their new Wyoming plant, I think this one did, the PR-57. It's the way that, well, they incorporate actual stripper clips instead of magazines. I know, now the left, when they talk about firearms and they try to use clips and magazines interchangeably, well, guess what? You can actually be right with this. It has a very unique top-loading design, so it replaces the traditional mags. You got the clips in there. It's for a slimmer profile, 20+1 capacity, low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. And it has this innovative rotary barrel. That's what helps all make it the lightest 5.7 on the market. MSRP is only $399, super affordable. And it's the first of its kind. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com is where you can go to learn more. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the Maha Moms were all hanging out in D.C. and they were talking about a bunch of things. Well, it turns out sugar-free slushies can make young kids seriously sick, according to a new study. There's an additive that they put in them called glycerol, which can trigger toxic effects in young kids. Glycerol can trigger toxic effects in young children, leading to drowsiness, dangerously low blood sugar, and metabolic imbalances. It was a study published Tuesday in the Archives of Disease and Childhood. View the cases of 21 children with an average of 3 years and 6 months who fell ill within an hour of drinking a slushie. And a lot of them had a big drop in blood sugar. So perfect time to start reimagining all the crap they put in our foods. And are we feeling stressed sooner than ever? The burned out generations. Americans are feeling peak stress earlier than ever. 25% of Americans experience burnout before age 30. With Gen Z and millennials reporting peak stress at age 25. Financial concerns, politics, and work pressure rank as the top stressors. 83% of Americans believe entering adulthood is more challenging now than a decade ago. 72% expecting it to become even more difficult in the next decade. I think part of the problem is that they're not adults until like 40 now. Seems to be part of the problem. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of them who would whine about that. Now, this is a fascinating story right now. Let's look at America. And just thinking about America being healthy and happy and everybody five, America's becoming a nation of homebodies. That's right. Research led by a couple of people at the University of California, Los Angeles found that for a lot of us, we just like to hang out at our house, a nation of homebodies. American Time Use Survey studied how people in the U.S. spent their time before, during, and after the pandemic. And with the pandemic, people started staying home more, and then that has persisted for a lot of people where they just don't go out. Now, for me, I've always been a homebody. In fact, it's funny because my wife and I used to have a sign in our house that said, let's just stay home. We had that pre-COVID. We're just kind of, we've been homebodies. I don't know. It's just, it seems to be the way it is. But COVID changed a lot in that sense. And if you think that cartels are nice, think again. Mass graves and ovens with charred bodies found an extermination camp by a family searching for a missing person in Mexico. Yeah, heartbreaking handwritten note was found at the grisly scene. Cartels don't mess around. And these piles of personal items included 400 pairs of shoes, clothes, jewelry, and diaries. Just very, very sad stuff. Which is why I guess it also is a good thing that immigration accounts for the entire U.S. population growth for the first time. What? Seriously? Our entire U.S. population growth, the immigration accounts for the entire, for the first time? Are you kidding me?
And they should not, and they're also demeaning women. But who would want these things? And everything's transgender. Everybody transgender, that's all you hear about. Now, that's why we won the election in record numbers. But
that's right. That's everybody's transgender. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Dana's show. It's Rich Zeoli in for Dana today again. I'll be with you back tomorrow for Friday, end out the week. Newsweek had this article, which I guess is supposed to be an insult to the military and their spending. Here's the headline. Let me read this to you. U.S. military spends 8 times more on Viagra than gender-affirming care. Let me read that. U.S. military spends 8 times more on Viagra than gender-affirming care. Okay. Now, first of all, if I'm serving my country and I need a little help in that department, which I don't serve my country, see what I did there? But if I did, then I would say the government should give me my, you know, my little blue pill or the white generic version of this. It's not even a question for me, in my opinion. The judge overseeing the case against the Defense Department's firing of transgender service members revealed that the military spends 8 times more on erectile dysfunction medication than on gender-affirming care. First of all, gender-affirming care is one of those euphemisms the left use for chopping off body parts and giving hormone blockers to kids, puberty blockers to kids, which don't, of course, actually block puberty. It just delays it. It messes with the kids, and they're incredibly harmful, which is why they're banned in European countries now, thank God, as is also these gender-affirming practices for children. But while discussing military spending with the Department of Defense attorney for the ongoing Talbot v. Trump case, Judge Anna Reyes said the DOD spends approximately $5.2 million annually on medical care for service members with gender dysphoria. Comparatively, the DOD spends $42 million a year on medication for service members with erectile dysfunction. Hey, listen, a big part of the reason why men, I'm told, and I don't know this for a fact, sometimes need help in that department is because of stress. War is stressful. Serving your country is stressful. I get it. I understand that point. Again, I don't personally know if that's true, but I've read that stress is a big indicator of this. But really what it comes down to is this is why the Secretary of Defense doesn't want, and the President doesn't want, transgender service members serving in our military. And I don't think they should be in our military. This is not a social club. Military is not a social club. You want to live your life as a transgender person? Knock yourself out. You shouldn't be in the military, though. Just like I would say that if you are physically unfit, you shouldn't be in the military. If you are a weak and fragile, you should not be. I could not be in the military. I'm weak and fragile. I'm constantly breaking things. But if you have a little problem in the area of, you know, woohoo, like, you know, that would be the stress of probably being involved in war and conflict and everything else. I get it. I understand that. But there's also other issues, too, that lead to that. Age and, you know, cholesterol levels and sleep apnea. There's all kinds of things that should do with that. One has nothing to do with the other, by the way. One, it's like saying, well, you spend $42 trillion a year on blood pressure medication. What does that have to do with transgender, gender-affirming care? Either you think the military should be in the business of having transgender soldiers or not. You can't equate that with what they spend on Viagra or any of the other erectile dysfunction drugs. Not that I know what they are, but I've heard there's other names out there too. But the Viagra spending was a stupid point by the judge to make. At one point, attorneys had to admit to the judge they never read articles which were included as evidence. The judge said that they had cherry-picked and egregiously misquoted studies put forward by the Pentagon on transgender people decreasing the lethality of the military. Just for the record, I would be more worried about soldiers who need help in that department of rising to the occasion, not getting the help they need, rising to the occasion in terms of us having a strong fighting force, because those soldiers would then be even more stressed out and even more distracted, if you know what I mean. But one has nothing to do with the other. This is what I mean. This is another case of a dumb federal judge, like the federal judge who earlier today blocked the Trump administration from firing all these people in the federal government. I mean, this is not your job here. What does this have to do with anything? In response to this, the Pentagon saying transgender people decrease the lethality of the military, they do. People with erectile dysfunction, however, don't. You could still be pretty lethal, but it's also about other things too. Unit cohesion, and there's a lot of other factors to this. But again, one does not have anything to do with the other. If for example, somebody has trouble sleeping, And they get a sleeping aid or whatever, or they're given, I don't know, Valium or whatever it is. I don't know. And you go, wait, you're spending all this money on sleeping aids, but you're not spending money on transgender affirming care? Okay, and? Yeah, and you're spending all this money giving the military members golf lessons, but you won't spend this money on transgender care? The argument is not about whether or not the government should be spending the money. The argument's about what it should be spending the money on. Hey, the government's not turning around and going, ugh, you know, we really can't afford this transgender care. They're saying that they don't want transgender soldiers in the military. The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, said transgender people lack warrior ethos, are liars, lack integrity, are not humble, are selfish, and can't meet physical and mental fitness requirements. Well, that's his opinion. You can disagree with that, but he's the Secretary of Defense. I mean, it's like saying, well, if he had easily said that instead of transgender, if he had said weak people, physically weak people lack warrior ethos, are liars, lack integrity, are not humble, are selfish, and can't meet physical mental requirements, be like, all right, well, that's kind of mean, but that's like your opinion, dude. to quote the dude from The Big Lebowski. But it's that's not the point. The point is that the commander-in-chief doesn't want transgender people serving in the military. And I'm sorry, but that's the right the commander-in-chief has, and it's something he also said on the campaign trail, and he got elected. Hegseth's point about the integrity thing was that you're going out there and you're lying. You're saying a man's assertion that he is a woman and his requirement that others honor this falsehood is not consistent with the humility and selflessness required of a service member. Military service members must be reserved, or service must be reserved for those mentally and physically fit for duty. So the judge turns around and goes, so you're saying that people with gender dysphoria can't be honest, humble, or have integrity. You think that's demeaning to people with gender dysphoria? And the attorney said, I can't answer that question. Well, let's also break down what gender dysphoria is, which is a mental condition where you think you're in the wrong body. You think, I mean, at one time that was considered to be a psychological illness. The question that I think the better question would be, what do you do with people who have mental illness in the military? Because the military will not accept people if they have certain kinds of mental illness for the exact same reason, being that they could be a threat to themselves or to the people they're serving with. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but if you have people with severe mental illness dispatched overseas, that's not in their best interest any more than it's in the best interest of the people that are serving with that person. And so I think, again, this is one of those areas where you got to turn around and you got to say, if the American people knew what the president felt on the issue, and they did, and the president of the United States, in his capacity as president, turned around and said, this is what we're going to do, then the president of the United States gets to make that determination. And I don't think the fact that we have a lot of soldiers who need Viagra is really the issue.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No